I'm Glitterfist, and you're listening to the Talk Wrestling Radio Network. Wrestling, entertainment, community.
Yeah, welcome everyone to another
Cattywampus edition of the Hour Bomb.
Cattywampus?
Cattywampus.
Why is it a cattywampus? You don't even know the definition of cattywampus.
Neither do you.
Well, I'm not the one that
comes... I don't even know what it is.
I'm not the one that comes up with the words, though, so
well,
I don't care.
It's not important. It's meaning this whole show, cattywampus. I heard Steve Austin say it like twice.
God, you're cranky tonight.
You're cranky.
Whatever. Anyway,
hey. You'd be cranky too. I had like 7 hours of sleep this weekend.
That's not my fault.
Ditto.
Actually, it is.
How is it my fault that you guys went to a gaming convention?
Well,
I went to Six Flags today and got rained on. Fuck you guys.
Aww.
I went.
Did you melt?
I did, a little bit.
Yeah.
No sugar, yeah.
My heart melted.
Whatever.
Some.
Well, if you guys were stuck in the rain, then you guys would be okay because shit floats.
Well,
but that's.
I actually rode Heath, so I'm okay.
Okay. Anyway.
I was using like a. Using the stick for like an oar and just on Heath. I had Heath, you know, laying on his back. I was just floating on his stomach and it was like Titanic.
Wow.
Oh my God. We're not even 2 minutes into this thing and I want to stop.
Yeah, that's the direction the show's going here tonight.
That is our bomb, people. That is our bomb.
Anyway, so welcome, guys, to a Cattywampus edition of the Hour Bomb.
Yes.
I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, joined, as always, by my PICs. That's right, my partners in crime.
The Big Bad Booty Daddy!
That's right, the Big A, Adrian Masters here.
And
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
So, I don't ask how you guys are doing, but you're both cranky. And I heard you...
He's the cranky
I heard you talking about Come something on. About Heath enjoyed being the inside spoon all weekend.
He did, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he was singing, like, Tiny Dancer as I was cuddling with him. It was a little weird.
It's not gave the balls don't touch.
And they didn't, so...
Okay, then it's okay.
I just rolled over and put my arm around him, and he was like, hold me closer, tiny dancer.
Hey, what happens at Dicon stays at Dicon.
That's
so
right.
What the hell... What is Dicon? For those that are listening that are here from the St. Louis area.
Dicon is a gaming convention. So role-playing games, board games, card games, miniatures.
And so I can go there and play Monopoly all weekend.
Actually, I think you could, actually, if you really wanted to.
Checkers? Chess? They have those?
They probably do. There is, like, a board game that you can go and rent, but it's mostly, like, less, like, more complex or, like, the really expensive games that you see at those stores.
Oh, the ones that cost, like, 50 and up?
Yes.
Oh, I've got quite a few of those. I've got a whole basement full of those.
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
It's a lot more of that, and you can go try stuff out, find out what you like, find out what you don't like, and then if you like it, you can buy it.
Yep. No way.
It's a good opportunity to try stuff out that's new.
And I can buy it there, too?
Yes. Absolutely.
Whoa.
They have vendors that sell stuff and everything.
Yep.
Are there hookers there?
Well, they are if you go a little bit down the road.
Oh, because it is in Illinois. That's right.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you're a couple miles from Sauget, which if you don't know that what that is, it's a part of St. Louis where the strip clubs are.
Yep, east side.
I heard Jason and Justin Massey spend a little time there, but I'm not sure if that's true or not.
Oh, when they were here in town, that's right.
Yes.
I think
when they were too busy to come see us.
Oh, that's right. No. Dan took them to Boxers and Briefs. Get it right.
Oh, Boxers and Briefs.
That's where they enjoyed
calling. You know, I forgot.
Yes, and that was highly recommended by Tyler, too.
I heard they wanted to go there after the kiss. I wasn't sure.
I don't know. Tyler was like, hey, I heard of this really good strip club. It's called Boxers and Briefs. Let's go. And they're like, all right, let's go. Apparently, like, Michael and Jason Massey enjoyed a private dance together.
Anyway, the cool thing I did today is actually I got to try out demos for two games that have been popular in the past and are going to hopefully make a decent bit of a comeback.
The Price is Right and Bocce Ball.
No.
Damn.
No.
Shadowrun and...
the old Sega game?
Yes, kind of based on the old Sega game, but the old Sega game is actually based on the system itself. Because the system was around before there was actually a Sega.
Yes.
Whoa.
I know. Mind it blows blown. Your mind.
Yeah.
But the 5th edition, and that was a lot of fun. And then I tried out the 5th edition of D&D, which I'm sure if you listen to another guy on this network's other podcast that isn't on this network, can I talk about that one or not? I don't know. Am I allowed to?
I don't know what network. What show are we talking about?
Dungeons and Randomness?
Yeah, you can talk about Dungeons and Randomness. It's on the forums.
Sure. All right. Well, if it can be on the forums, I guess I can talk about it. I'm sure you can hear more about it from him, but I actually played a playtest that, and better than 4th edition.
I'm pretty sure that we can come up with a game system that's better than 4th edition.
While
we're taking a shit.
Well, maybe. Possibly, yeah. But it was different, and it was different enough from like the older 3.5, but it was more similar to that than 4th edition was.
Okay.
So, overall, it was a real fun weekend for me, and it was really cool trying out the demos for that stuff, too.
So, did you get laid this weekend, Heath?
No.
No?
Yes.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
No.
Who? Who's the lucky fellow's name?
No.
This guy right here.
Oh, my God, I swear. Okay.
Jeez, I go away for a weekend and already getting ripped into.
Of course, why not?
Well, you know, it builds up over time, and then, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a bomb that goes off week after an hour. Speaking of which, hey. Anyway,
so, we had enough chit-chat about non-wrestling. So, so for those of you tuning in for the first time, we'll go over the rules of how this works. For those of you that are normal listeners, hey, welcome back. Glad you're still listening to us. I'm surprised you are. Hey, this is podcast number 19.
19 Holy shit. Weeks?
We've been doing this 19 weeks. So next week's going to be podcast number 20.
The big 2-0.
Yes, apparently we're going to have Jason Heath stripping in here in the studio. We're going to have we're going to have Adrian grinding on him. I don't know. We're going to have some big plans.
You know it.
Absolutely.
You know what? I'm going to go on Norman Siley and put the big wiggle on him.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So for those of you tuning in for the first time, here's how the show works. I have 1 hour. That's 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home to get through a whole list of shit I came up with. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to derail me and keep me from completing my list.
Yep.
And I don't remember. Did I win last week? I think I did.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Pay-per-view week. Didn't win.
Barely won.
No, you didn't. You lost.
Whatever. Anyway, so given the fact that you guys are tired as hell and you want to get this done, it's like 10:30 at night, 10:40 at night, I think I'm going to win. So,
we'll see.
You guys got anything else you want to talk about? Anything at all?
Anything show appropriate or no?
I don't know. What else you want to talk about real quick?
Well, I have this growth.
With that being said, start the time. All right. So I think we've...
Wasn't there a Monday Night Raw last week?
There was, and I think we're going to recap that right...
About?
Now. So, Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
How was that looking, Heath?
It was actually looking pretty decent.
I was actually impressed with the Monday Night Raw for
one. One of the better Raws of the year. I mean, that's actually two pretty good Raws in a row, in my opinion.
It wasn't bad at all, except we didn't have Stephanie sounding like she was about to be a battered woman.
No, she was being a star.
She was being a bitch.
Oh, well, yes.
I think we'll get into that here in a minute.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure we will.
Okay, so...
All right. Let's go over last week's 5-point preview.
Let's go over last week's 5-point preview written by our own very not talented Adrian Masters.
All right. So first up last week we had Shield Stays Golden with retaining all titles. Who's next?
Didn't really see much.
Shield really weren't much on Raw.
No, they weren't.
I think Kane and Ambrose fought. Again?
Yeah. Ended in disqualification, I believe.
And that was about it.
Rollins and Reigns they interfered against Vicky's orders, remember?
You guys, because
you better not interfere.
Yeah.
Or else.
Or else.
And if you do, I'm supposed to do something bad to you until Vince McMahon comes up and congratulates you on a job well done right in front of me. Then I can't.
I can't do anything.
And
we'll get into all that here.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yes.
What's next?
The perfect title reign with being Intercontinental Champ. Will it be a one-match wonder or absolutely perfect?
Whatever.
Yeah, Adrian's not on the bandwagon yet on that one.
It's not about a bandwagon. It's just talking about talent. I was pissed, though.
Yeah, at this point, he is still perfect.
Yeah, I was pissed. They went from having him go up against Barrett for the Intercontinental title, which he would have won and gotten me 10 points for winning, or for retaining his title. They take the match with Barrett, and they turn it into a match with Christian?
Hey, are you complaining about a return for Christian?
No, I mean, I thought he retired.
Are you complaining about a return for Christian?
No, I thought he was retired, but hey, whatever.
No, you're thinking of Edge.
No, I'm pretty sure Christian was retired, or he re-signed with TNA or something.
Well, I mean, he was gone for an awfully long time.
Yeah.
10 months.
Whatever. And he was supposed to be back, like, what, 2 months ago?
Yeah, Triple H alluded to that, too.
That was actually pretty funny.
That was funny.
Yeah, wasn't Christian healthy, like, a month and a half ago? So why didn't you bring him back sooner than this?
That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next. Oh, and then, yeah, he ended up beating fucking Sin Cara.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, who doesn't beat Sin Cara these days?
I don't know.
Punk returns victorious, having beat Jericho. Is he back for good?
Well, yeah.
The answer to that question was yes.
Yeah, he beat Del Rio via countout Monday night on Monday Night Raw.
He did do that, and there was also
somebody else, I think, during that.
Well, hold on. We digress a little bit here. We're getting ahead of ourselves. There was earlier in the night. Paul Heyman was out there with Punk, started talking, and Punk's like, hey, I can talk for myself. And then the breakup started. I don't want you out there anymore.
But I'm still a Paul Heyman guy.
I just want you to be my friend.
But I'm still a Paul Heyman guy.
Yeah. Who didn't see that one biting him in the ass?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see that coming at all.
Right.
At least not for another few weeks, anyway.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to haul off, but apparently they're going to start the build for that one now.
Yeah. Yep.
Not that I'm complaining, because I think it'll be good.
Yeah. And it's official that it looks like CM Punk's coming back to face, which I didn't think he would.
No. If they were going to have him fight Brock Lesnar, he almost had to.
I didn't know what they were going to do. All right, next.
Yeah. Let's see. Cena survives hell. The ambulance does not.
Yes, the ambulance that was destroyed.
Funny. Funny what happened, though, with John Cena on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah,
didn't fight.
Yeah, it gets us to one thing we didn't preview, which was the Mark Henry retirement.
Well, that's because we were getting all these tweets and stuff after we had already gone off the... started recording our show, so I didn't see any of this stuff until then. So, but last Sunday, Mark Henry was teasing that he was going to retire.
Yeah,
he was.
And then we get John Cena out there talking, doing his usual, hey, the champ is here, and I'd like to give hand jobs and crush the talent below me and everything else.
You gotta earn this title.
Earn this title, blah, 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 blah.
Earn it.
And then
you don't get it.
Mark Henry comes out.
You know, I was so glad, though, that he still is the champion, because I don't know if I really wanted to listen to Ryback Rules for who knows how long.
I don't know if I really gave a shit about who was champion.
Yeah.
I think we're going to talk about the Mark Henry thing a little bit here in a minute, too.
I think we are. Well, actually, we can go ahead and talk about that now.
Yeah, that involves Cena. So, Mark Henry out there doing his retirement thing, sets his boots down at the top.
Tells John Cena to stay out there, because...
Hey, I'm not looking for a fight tonight.
Talks about how proud he is of John, seeing him come up, but being an up-and-comer and really working real hard to get where he is, which is very true. I mean, John Cena does work very hard.
Yes.
I never said he didn't. I just don't want to be champ.
We may not like him a whole lot, but I do respect the hell out of John Cena.
Yeah, he's out there 200 nights a year. So
kind of busting ass.
Kinda is an understatement.
Yeah, I mean, he's working his ass off. But Mark Henry, basically, this dude works his ass off and got where he is because of hard work, which is true, but he's also, it helps being getting to that point and being the poster boy and then wanting to keep you there. But that's not really the point here. The point is Mark Henry was giving John Cena the props. And then as Mark Henry is celebrating, it looks like, in the ring for the last time.
And with, and the, well, don't forget that Cena hands him the title, and he's like, you know, this is the only title I haven't won. And
You have to earn that.
So I'm just going to go ahead and give this one back to you.
And then...
there was even a couple sexual chocolate chants.
There was, yeah.
Yeah. There's quite a few of those.
It looked like Mark Henry was legitimately tearing up out there. Like, I actually thought that he was going to really retire there for a minute.
Yeah, for a minute, until John Cena goes in to give him a hug, and then we get the World's Strongest Slam.
Yes, and then I'm like, oh!
Shit.
Burn!
Yeah. Hey, and then right around there, I believe the FTW podcast made on the WWE app.
It actually did, which kudos to them.
Talking about that, yeah. Congratulations. Maybe if we twatted, we'd be on there, but...
Perhaps someday when we do start twatting.
I don't know what a twatter is.
And it's a place where you put things for, I don't know.
Other people. That's a vagina. Oh, hey, wait. CM Punk? What does Jason Heath have?
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
That one was a little forced there. I'm not going to lie. That wasn't the best segue into that there.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah. I don't. Anyway.
Yeah.
So it looks like we're going to see...
Mark Henry versus John Cena, which I'm actually good with. I really hope Mark Henry wins, just because it would be a breath of fresh air. And the dude works his ass off, too. He's pretty much fucking earned it at this point, too.
Yeah, for him not to have been WWE champion.
The longest tenured active roster guy, if you don't count The Undertaker. Who, at this point, you really can't say he's an active roster guy when he only wrestles like 3 matches a year.
Yeah. But yeah, he, been with the company since 96, hasn't won the WWE title. I think I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
So,
let's go for it.
Next.
But
what?
I actually want to bring up, because he said that's the only title he hasn't won, which I'm pretty sure isn't true.
Okay.
When was Mark Henry Intercontinental Champion?
I'm pretty sure when he was younger. In his sexual chocolate days.
Do we have any confirmation?
Yeah, can we...
I think you might be trying to bring it up now.
Give us a little bit of possibly. Yes, I am.
It's like Wikipedia, man. Wikipedia.
That's exactly what I'm going to. Yeah, but the problem with his thing is it's so goddamn, you know...
Long.
Yeah. He's got his...
Well, I mean, let's face it. 17 years?
Yeah. Well, no, not that. It's got all his legitimate shit, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn. That is long.
Yeah. Okay, so it doesn't look like he's actually won that one. I think he's talking about the main titles.
He did win the World Heavyweight title, and I think he's been tag team champion.
No. Well, no.
He was never tag champ?
Nope. He's won the ECW championship and the World Heavyweight title, but he hasn't won the WWE title. So I think that's what he's talking about.
Okay.
So.
Okay, he's talking to the big boys.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Okay, I guess I can understand that.
Yeah.
I could have sworn he was tag team champion at some point or point along the line.
No, never was.
I thought him and D'Lo Brown won him at one point.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. Huh.
All right, and then lastly, as far as the 5-point preview from last week, Dolph Ziggler, has the show off shown us all he's got?
Apparently not.
No, he's hurt, quote unquote, again. But I'll tell you, when he beat the shit out of Del Rio, didn't look hurt to me.
No, not at all. Uh-huh. Back on SmackDown again, too. Jumped him again.
I like where they're going with this. I think it's completely... I think they did a better job Monday night with Del Rio's completing the heel turn.
Oh, yeah.
Than they did at Payback.
Yeah, the Del Rio heel turn at Payback was subtle, and not a lot of people, I think, really picked up on it. I mean, but...
For those of you that didn't pick up on it at Payback... Monday Night Raw pretty much sealed that deal.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So, we saw the return of the scarf.
We did. And I'm thinking that since he went face, we haven't seen the scarf.
I think you may be right. I don't know if that's 100% true or accurate. But for the most part, he didn't have the scarf while he was face.
So, hey, whatever. Yeah. And then, again, the whole Dolph Ziggler going face was completed 100% on Monday Night Raw, too.
It was, like, he got a big pop from the crowd jumping Del Rio.
So, I'm happy where this is going.
Me too.
Again, Ziggler, it's the Halbert curse behind Ziggler. He turns face. However, it was the reverse curse for Del Rio. He went back heel.
Yes.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't think that you're at the point where you dislike Dolph Ziggler yet, though.
No. No, I never really stopped disliking The Miz when he turned face. I just think he makes a better heel than he does face.
The Miz, I definitely agree with you on. Del Rio, definitely better heel.
Yeah,
face.
Del Rio was one of those ones where I'm like, oh, he's never going to turn face. Well, son of a bitch. You know?
The curse happened.
And then Punk turned back face again, and, well, I'd never stopped liking Punk when he dropped a pipe bomb and all that. So.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. So, all right, let's play the what did we miss on my Nat Raw game?
How about Zeb Colter recruiting Antonio Cesaro?
Yes. We the people.
Yes, we the people.
Hey, the man speaks five languages. Most importantly, he speaks English.
And he became a citizen the right way. Should Zeb Colter be a face now?
Why?
Well, I mean, he technically did try to tell us Alberto Del Rio was a snake in the grass that couldn't be trusted, and you know, he was right. So, I mean, does that mean that Zeb should be we should cheer for Zeb? Because,
well, the thing of it is, with Zeb Colter, the WWE fans really just can't get behind him as being a face.
I mean, I'm not saying that they necessarily should, but I mean, technically the man was right. Alberto Del Rio, scumbag.
Can't argue with you too much on that one.
So, I mean, at least he gets points for that. So, he gets to be the biggest, like, I told you so ever. It's kind of like whenever Bobby the Brain Heenan was talking about how horrible of a person Hulk Hogan was for years. And then, finally, when Hogan turned on WCW, he was like, haha, I told you this would happen eventually. Like, really, Brain? You've been saying this for, like, 15 years, and now
it finally happened.
Yeah, I think Zeb can give everyone a big old, hey, fuck you. I was right. So...
Yeah, I can't argue. I think he has earned that at this point.
Yes. Let's see. Why the fuck did we have a handicap match with Rhodes Scholars against Sheamus?
That was a good match.
But why?
I have no idea.
So,
filler.
Because he needed to fill time slot.
I will have to say, though, they had a mention of the WWE app from their thing for it this week. Is, hey, you get to pick the simulation between Orton and Daniel Bryan. I'm surprised it wasn't a lingerie pillow fight, a kennel from hell match, or a no disqualification match. It was actually three decent matches. Now, they were pretty well all the same match, but...
The first match was 2 out of 3 falls.
Yep.
The second one was no countouts.
Right.
Third one was no DQ.
Yeah.
No DQ won, and it won pretty handily, but 2 out of 3 falls got, like, I think 35% of the vote still.
It got more than I was expecting.
Yeah.
So...
And I think 2 out of 3 falls would have been a better match wish for those guys, really. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Probably. So, and then we got the backstage stuff. That was kind of funny.
Yeah. Especially when it came to all the McMahons.
The Vicky, and you need to listen to me. No, you need to listen to me. No, you need to listen to me. It's kind of funny.
It was pretty entertaining.
And I like how they're trying to take credit for them bringing back Rob Van Dam.
Yeah.
And Triple H's like, well, you weren't on any of the phone calls that I had with him when I signed him to a contract.
So,
but it was my idea. No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
That was nice.
And they're giving Brad Maddox, you know. But, I mean, Daniel Bryan, Orton, good match. We disagree on this one. Orton wins the match because they stopped it because Daniel Bryan legitimately got hurt. And they were trying to protect him. Here's the thing.
It's been happening so much lately.
You've got Dolph Ziggler was out for 6 weeks with a concussion.
Uh-huh.
Fandango's out, concussion. And Tamina Snuka's out with a concussion.
Uh-huh.
You've got too many guys that are out. They were doing the smart thing and calling the match. He suffered a stinger, a legitimate stinger in that match. They weren't sure.
I'm just saying that they've stopped so many matches for such crap reasons recently. It felt a little forced. I mean, I'm not saying 100% certain that this was planned out to happen that way, but it kind of worked with what they were going for the story-wise, so that's why I'm a little skeptical of it.
I don't know. I mean, we're going to have the rubber match Monday, or tonight, or tomorrow, whatever the hell you want to look at it,
yeah.
On Raw.
Yes.
Rubber match on Raw, if you're listening, that's at 7 p.m. Eastern.
That would be... They're an hour ahead of us, so that's 8 Eastern.
Oh, 8 Eastern. 7
Eastern, 7 Central.
Same thing.
And remember, they have news at 11 there, not 10.
Oh, God.
Anyway, and then we've got the Divas thing. The Divas thing was kind of funny. With, you know, AJ and, hey, boss, when Steph comes out. And then we got to see Caitlyn's nipples.
Yes, we did.
That was kind of wow.
Yeah, it's that like, was the nip slip saw by everyone.
Yes. I'm just like, hey, her nipple fell out.
Let's if you're in the chat, maybe Glitterfist has a picture of that coming up right about 2 minutes from now.
Yes. Yeah. Glitterfist nipple pick. Now. And that was funny because Caitlyn comes out and interrupts, and Steph's like, hey, don't ever interrupt me again or I'll cut you.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't exactly that, but I mean, that was basically what she said. Like, you know, I want to cut you a break because you're in a weird place right now, but if you interrupt me again, I'll fucking take you down.
Yeah.
Bitch.
And then, much.
Yeah. Then we'll just run over these next ones real quick. Slater, hey, 3-man band was on Raw, and Slater lost Jericho.
Triple H actually approved of that. It's like, hey.
I think it
was a joke.
It was a sarcasm there.
Yeah. Good job.
Did you really know it?
It's called sarcasm.
And I don't think you picked up on
it. Can you not hear it?
Play it again for him, because he think he needs to hear it.
He needs to hear it.
No, I don't need to hear it. Because you guys are dicks. You guys are dicks.
Tell us something we don't know. Hey, if we tag team, we can be the dicks.
You know, God, I can't.
And wow. And I came up with a name for it.
Oh, oh God. No, you didn't. They were a tag team in probably like 2005, 2006.
Let me go back to the Ruthless Aggression era. Because there was the team of... God, I got to talk about the dicks for a minute now. Oh, God. And...
Go ahead.
So they were two guys that looked like Chippendales dancers for the most part.
They did. They wore black like tights, and then they had and they were like the full pants. They weren't the underwear, or did they have the underwear?
No, they did have the underwear. No,
oh, okay.
They came out in the full pants. I think they had the tearaway pants that came down to the underwear.
But they wore the bow ties.
They did wear the bow ties. Yes, and they had water bottles,
oil bottles.
Yes,
because they had to oil up the dicks.
Yeah, the dicks were oiled up at all times. Now. And there was a match they wrestled, and I want to say...
I don't remember who the hell it was.
I think it was Charlie Haas and Rico, but I could be wrong.
I'm thinking something World's Greatest Tag Team was in there.
I think I might be right about Charlie Haas and Rico. I'm not 100% sure, but that sounds about right.
Okay.
And they won the match because the referee was distracted, and the dick squirted the guy in the eye with his oil. So he got squirted in the eye by a dick.
and lost the match.
Oh, God.
So the dicks were victorious on this one occasion, and I don't think we ever saw them again after that.
We might have seen the dicks every now and then. I don't know.
Weren't they like, you know, the parodies as well?
Huh?
Wasn't there like one really big fat guy?
No, you're talking about Big Dick Johnson. Yeah, it was actually different. One of the backstage guys that they're like, hey, throw this thong on and go out there and dance. No, he wasn't one of the dicks. Know?
And it was like for 6 months I kept waiting for the dicks to pop back up, but they just never...
See if the dicks stayed hard and ready to go and moved up?
Yeah, you know, but the dicks just never got back to what they used to be.
No. Vince McMahon loves dicks.
He does.
Yes.
He loves the contract. And I'm surprised that the dicks didn't get a longer-term contract.
I'm surprised Vince didn't stroke the dicks for all they were worth.
Okay. Wow. Should we, you know, what? I can't make any more dick jokes.
Lost.
We can make more dick jokes. I'm tired of beating around the bush. Let's just go ahead and continue on. I think we've beat this dick as much as we can beat. So... Anyway, I forgot where the fuck we were going with this.
I have no idea where this story was going.
Anyway, Sin Cara lost to Curtis Axel. Why the fuck is Sin Cara still getting the goofy ass fucking lighting?
Why does he get stripper lighting for the match? That was always
retarded.
Waiting for the pole to go down in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, Curtis Axel would then be confused about his other job that he would need to take on.
Whatever. And then CM Punk beats Del Rio via countout. So
that was your
Monday Night Raw. It's a good Monday Night Raw. I couldn't really find too much wrong with it. You know?
Scale of 1 to 10, I give it a solid 7.5.
Yeah. Oh, and hey, let's not forget, you know, Brock Lesnar came out after.
Oh, yeah, shit, forgot to talk about that.
Uh-huh.
And then after the match, God damn, I can't believe we forgot about that.
We kind of did talk about this
a little bit. But CM Punk is out there after Ziggler and Del Rio go doing their thing, and then he's celebrating in the ring, and then what do we hear? We hear a little bit of... this. Hold on.
Well, we're holding on.
Holding.
You better hold.
Hold on loosely.
Don't let go. All right. All right. Then we hear this.
And here comes the man child.
And then CM Punk's like, oh shit.
I don't think he
shit himself or anything like that. He's just kind of like, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah, it's like, why are you coming out?
So, I mean, who didn't see CM Punk getting I was kind of excited because Brock Lesnar's walking around the ring and he gets a microphone. I'm like, oh my god, he's going to cut a promo. It's going to be terrible and we can make fun of it on tonight's show.
I was expecting something about the as good as, you know, you would get from like Rikishi back in the day.
I did it for The Rock. Yes.
I did it for my people.
Or, yeah, I mean, I was expecting, and I got excited. He got a microphone and then threw the microphone down at F5 CM Punk. I'm like, god damn it. We're going to spend like 20 minutes on the show ripping on your promo. Fuck you, Brock. Fuck you. Fuck you and your stupid fucking ass.
Yeah, thanks for getting our hopes up coming out the ring with a microphone, jackass.
Fuck you, Brock. Anyway, and that's how Raw went off the air. But, I mean, honestly, who didn't see CM Punk getting F5'd? I mean, really?
Well, I don't think anybody saw all that not coming.
So, I mean,
yeah.
Who's Paul Heyman going to side with? The guy that he loves or the man child?
His client.
Paul Heyman's first love is money.
Heyman.
Paul Heyman.
Whatever.
It's Heyman tonight. We've got dicks and Heymans. You know what, Paul Jordan? That's this week's episode title, Dicks and Heymans.
No, it's not going to be Dicks and Heymans. Anyway.
Make it happen.
So after this week's wrestling shows, we've got our bet that we're going to... It's starting to
remind me of the bet.
We're starting to run into the home stretch now. We have officially won. Ah, shit. We have,
I don't have any way of one, catching up.
Two, three more Monday Night Raws between now and Money in the Bank.
Uh-huh.
You guys want to know what the score is?
Sure.
No.
Okay.
I'd rather not.
Team Jizmopper.
No.
88 points.
Good job, Jizmopper.
You stayed exactly where you were from last week. You gained 0 points. You didn't lose any, so that's a win in your book.
Yes. Breaking even helps sometimes.
It sucks ass.
Not much.
Team Dickface. That's you, Adrian. 191.
Okay.
Team Awesome, 204.
All right, so you got me 13 points. That's not something that's impossible.
That's not impossible. I mean, we saw how fast I took the lead. It can go away really fast, too.
It can.
We don't know. So we've got three more weeks.
Yep.
And a pay-per-view. So
three more agonizing weeks for me to sit through this.
You know, if you just want to throw your money in for the DVD now.
That'd probably help.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way for me to catch up.
Well, I mean, if all of our guys get disqualified.
Every match for between.
From now, here on out,
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
If we both have negative 20-point weeks and you have plus 20-point weeks, it's only going to take you 3 weeks to catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I'm not saying
it's not going to happen.
I'm not saying it's likely. You're not like the Chicago Cubs. You're not mathematically eliminated yet.
I mean, it's pretty close.
Pretty close. I mean, I think, the Cubs are math. Let me check. Yeah, it's June 23rd, and they're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
I don't know that that's necessarily true, but it might be close.
Of course it's true. You heard it on the internet.
Okay.
You can't say anything on the internet that's not true.
Exactly.
Because CM Punk knows. So we agree on this? Can't say anything, put anything on the internet that's not true, right? Okay. Hey, CM Punk, what does Jason Heath have?
It's
on the internet.
It has been said on the internet, though.
So, hey, we had some news over the weekend, or over this past week.
Oh, yeah?
Heartbreaking news.
Is it the Heartbreak Kid?
No, not the Heartbreak Kid.
Okay.
But a little bit of heartbreaking news.
No, Mr. Belding died?
No, Mr. Belding did not die. WWE's Future Endeavored, another person.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
Another deserving person. Can't tell by the music?
Zack Ryder?
No.
Because
it's not Osteria.
No, it's or Hosky.
Yeah. Good song. Glad that's in the feed, by the way.
Oh, God. You're fucking
hey, Jake Mullen.
Bad as Zeus.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway. God damn it. Not Zack Ryder. Matt Stryker. Future Endeavored over this past week.
That's sad news.
WWE decided to not renew his contract. Because, I mean... He's an announcer. Why keep him around?
Really, he was a waste of space. And after I saw this manager list he came up with, he needed to be slapped anyway. You know what? They probably saw the list of managers like, how did you fucking forget these people? You're fucking fired, and that's what happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible that that's what happened. That, I don't know.
That's what I think happened. I'm going to go with that. How the fuck do you because have a list and not have fucking J.J. Dillon on your list of best managers of all time when he's a manager that's in the fucking Hall of Fame for the group that he managed?
I don't know. So I guess that's yes, breaking news. You heard the real reason here first why WWE let him go.
Yes. The list that we cover about the greatest manager that he did, Matt Stryker, that's what got you fired. You're welcome.
You heard it first on the number one Monday night show on the TWR network.
Yes, number one in Bangkok.
As long as Shooting from the Hip's not played.
We are the number one TWR show in Bangkok.
Okay, I'll take it. As long as Shooting from the Hip's
Thailand not loves us.
Thailand, really?
Yeah, Bangkok, Thailand. That's where it's at.
Never mind.
Do you what? Know that's the capital of Thailand?
I know the capital of Thailand's Bangkok.
Jason Heath flinches. That's the best part.
Yeah, capital of Thailand. Bangkok.
Yes.
Anyway. So, yeah, Matt Stryker been around for a while. Actually, was a teacher. Left teaching to go join WWE.
Maybe now I'll go back to teaching.
Well, I mean, I don't think he was that good to begin with.
Well, I mean, he wasn't that good of a WWE announcer to begin with, but, I mean, he was there for a long time, so.
He wasn't horrible. Dude, they got fucking Josh Matthews still around.
Josh Matthews is outstanding.
What?
Josh Matthews is outstanding. He's better than Mike Tenay. Give me my choice between Mike Tenay and Josh Matthews. Josh Matthews every time.
Okay, I'll give you that one because I didn't like Ixnay Tenay. Couldn't stand him. I just didn't like Tony Schiavone either.
You know what? Josh Matthews is better than anybody that announced for WCW that wasn't named Bobby the Brain Heenan.
No, he wasn't better than Bischoff.
I disagree.
Bischoff was better than...
Bischoff was not better. He was about on the same level. I'll give you the same level.
No. You're wrong.
I'll give you same level. Alright. He was better than pre-NWO Bischoff.
Okay. No. You think Bischoff got better when...
Well, he was more entertaining to me when he joined the NWO.
He kind of was.
I didn't like Bischoff before he joined the NWO. I really didn't.
Okay, I'll give you that. No one really cared about Bischoff.
And he was annoying doing commentary.
He was. But then once he joined the NWO, it's like, ha ha, fuck you. It's kind of like Taz with Aces and Eights.
It is a little entertaining. It's very similar to that.
What are you going
to
do is you can't fucking touch us.
Yeah.
You know. But you know who I think we could be better than, don't you?
Who?
Mongo.
Yes, that's probably true.
You remember good old Steve McMichael.
Blah, 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 football.
Chicago Bears did.
I four horsemen. I have Super Bowl ring. Blah.
God, yeah, he was horrible.
Whatever.
Yes, that's Steve Mongo McMichael, your fourth horseman.
The Bears.
Good. And that's what killed the four horsemen.
That's what one of the things that killed
that aren't horsemen. Answered liver cancer. No.
What?
Oh, God.
Well, don't you remember? Because he had the spot.
I remember, yeah.
Not his dog spot. Not his liver spot. But his spot.
Don't you remember the NWO making fun of the horse? Okay. Yes. They got really pissed off about that backstage, too. That's what made it even funnier. All right, I guess we're going to move on. You guys got anything else you want to add to the whole Matt Stryker?
Do you have a good Matt Stryker memory?
Do you have one?
I actually do.
Really?
I do. Hang on.
Okay.
Right, it was when he was backstage interviewing the Big Show, and the Big Show just punches him and lays him out with the one punch and walks off. Big Show, can I have a moment of your time?
Oh.
Whop.
That wasn't that too long ago, actually.
No, that's my one Matt Stryker memory, though.
Wow.
Okay, I guess that was kind of... I got nothing. Okay.
I don't even ask me.
Yeah, I got nothing.
We don't ask you a lot of things because you're dumb.
No, he is not dumb.
Wow.
Yeah. Adrian, you apologize to that man.
I apologize, Mangina.
I am not condoning what he's saying. Just
all right.
Remember who drove you over here.
I ain't giving you a ride home either from the studio.
That's fine. There's two empty beds in here.
Anyway. By the way, your stuff is still in my van.
Oh.
My valuable stuff is in the house already, so.
Anyway. Are you two done?
I don't like. All right, hang on. We had a long weekend together, and
don't make
a little overspad. It's okay.
Don't make me backhand you.
Anyway, hey, but yeah, he's with the company for 8 years.
Yeah.
So. Huh.
And nobody cared the entire time he was there.
That's not true.
Okay. Name two people that cared.
I don't know. Hey, if you're in the chat room listening and you care, let us know.
Yeah, if anybody actually cares that Matt Stryker's been let go by the WWE, let us know and we will apologize for saying that nobody cared. But until someone tells me that I'm offended by what you said because we cared deeply about Matt Stryker being there. No one ever
tells us that they're offended by what
we
say.
Well, you know what? If you are offended by it, fuck you. If you have a problem with what I said, email us. Because I'm trying to get someone to email us at this point. I'm provoking people.
Views expressed by Adrian Masters do not necessarily represent those of the Hour Bomb or the TWR Network. Thank you. You good about you done?
Do you have some
sand in your vagina tonight?
I told you I was angry when we started the show.
You're feisty tonight.
Teddy Wampus.
Give him. Did you not blow him?
He didn't.
I mean, did you get him all hot and bothered and then you didn't? Are you a prick tease?
Yes, he was.
No.
He was.
God.
You didn't see your girlfriend all weekend, though.
I didn't.
And you were in a room with a bunch of gaming guys.
Yes.
Ooh.
Jason Heath was the most attractive man in the room.
Ooh.
And that doesn't say a whole lot. No, well, doesn't. I mean, he was the second most attractive man. I mean, I can't be more attractive than myself.
So. I wasn't there, so you're safe.
I mean, I wasn't really, you know, counting myself as attractive there, but I guess I should have.
When I go to places like that, I'm... when I quit. When I go to places like that, I'm always told, you're way too normal to be here. And I'm like, yeah, I am. But whatever. Yeah. All right, I think we're going to move on from this.
Yes, please.
We just went from bad to worse here with
speaking of bad.
Oh my god. If you're still listening right now, God bless you. I can't believe you're still listening.
We love you.
Yes,
you're fans.
You know what, Grumpy? I know you're in the live chat probably right now. We love you.
Glitterfist, of course, we love you.
And Leonard Taylor, if you're listening on TuneIn, we love you too.
Yes.
And I guess we can give Soul Patrol Jedi Kevin Curran a shout out here too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love you too.
We do.
Our loyal six.
Yeah, yeah. That's about right. Yeah, our six listeners are in the chat about every Monday night.
Yes. So we love you guys.
By the way, hey, I'm just going to digress from our show a little bit. I'm going to stop this on.
Oh.
Hey, so we start.
Did we actually pull this out?
We might, because I'm stalling a lot, because I want to make this cut close. So we just want to apologize that no one was in the chat room this past Monday.
We had internet issues.
Yes. It was storming here. I couldn't get any signal up and running.
So we apologize about not being in the chat during our show.
But I don't get off work till like 5, so I'm usually in the chat room about 5:10.
I didn't get off until like 8 o'clock.
Oh, no one cares about you. You're not.
I got off 6 times today.
Hey, there's got to be somebody out there that cares about me.
So anyway, we apologize for that.
And then I had him mop it up. Think about it.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Anyway.
Jizz mopper.
Back to where we were. All
right.
So it is now time for your weekly dose of What Stinks. I'm just going to throw my what's the show at this point in time.
Okay.
That's my. Do you guys have anything? I'm just going to ask you.
I actually do have what's.
Do you have one? Yes. Holy shit. All right, which one of you assholes wants to go first?
I'll go first, I guess.
Okay, Adrian, let's go first.
All right, so apparently we're kind of getting into TNA now.
It's pretty good.
For the most part. But I took issue with something because didn't like last week on there. Sting said he had a whole new main event mafia.
The recorded episode that they did, yeah.
He's like, I'm going to bring back, and it's going to be main event mafia, and it's going to be new, because it's going to be my main event mafia. And then the first person that joined was Kurt Angle, who I believe was in the original main event mafia.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that be not an all new main event mafia?
Here's another one.
That hasn't happened yet, because that's happening this week, so we can't talk about that yet. We read it, but that hasn't happened yet, because it didn't happen on the show.
We can talk about it.
No, we can't. We can't do spoilers.
Who said we can't do spoilers?
Do because people could be listening, and they don't know that that's going to happen, so we don't want to ruin the show for them.
So Kevin Nash going back to TNA is we can't talk about.
That's not even legitimate, but it could be. You never know. So we can't talk about that one then, because that hasn't happened on TV yet, so we have to wait.
Oh, Jesus Christ, whatever.
Are you with me on this? Should we not spoil shows that haven't aired on TV yet?
I would actually have to agree on that.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Fuck you guys. Anyway, so that's your what stinks? Is that the first guy that brought back Kurt Angle?
His first guy, so it looks...
Are we going to see Kurt Angle dress up as the Godfather again, though? Because that was actually kind of... I went back and watched him in the old main event.
Oh, my God.
It was decent.
I'm
not really.
The Kevin Nash on commentary was great from those days, too.
All right, Heath. What's yours?
All right. So, yeah, Zeb Coulter.
We the people.
Yeah. Hypocrite. Can we say what? That?
He
hypocrite.
Is how is he a hypocrite?
He is such an American that all of a sudden, oh, hey, sometimes because being in war, you have to have some interesting alliances, you know?
Right.
And who does he bring out? Antonio Cesaro.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't see the issue here. He actually explained all this on Raw. He was like,
yes.
He's like, this is a man that's done things the right way, came to our country the right way. He is educated and proper and everything an American should be. Which, you can't argue with these things.
No, can't.
Yeah, but, I mean, Del Rio is the same way. He did.
We don't know
we
that.
We can't prove that. And
no, he's a Mexican.
I almost
said oh. It. I take that back.
Yeah.
You can't trust fence jumpers, man.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
Oh. You heard it here, folks. The views expressed
Del Rio has a lot of money. He probably just paid somebody off and crossed the border.
Oh, my God.
Be like, here you are, INS agent.
Have a nice day. I think we're losing a third show on the network. I think we're going to be canned now.
Oh, it's fine. There's been worse things said.
These are not my views, just to let you know, everybody out there.
And they're not my views either. I just feel like saying some stuff sometimes. And it's usually just a stir.
So you're like the Jeff Dunham puppets. As long as it comes out of someone else, then it's okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
So is that why his hand is on your ass?
It is.
Okay. Oh, so you're throwing your voice.
He is.
Okay, I gotcha. All right. So I've got two for you.
Oh, so you do have something for
yeah,
what's
I've got
things.
Something. Okay. I've got two things for
of
what's
course
things.
He does. We, me, him, always prepared.
You
never
know. Nope. So, my first what stinks, we touched on it a little bit. Okay. So, Sin Cara comes out. No one gives a shit about Sin Cara anymore. But yet, he still has his own stadium that's lighting?
Not true. I'm no sure one cares. There's plenty of Mexican people that care about Sin Cara. Well, it's, wow. that part's true. There's nothing negative to that. I mean, but, I mean, let's face it here. Outside of that, I don't think anyone else really does.
No. So, he still has his own stadium lighting. I mean, is it me or is that just annoying when you're trying to watch the match on TV?
Just like
it is
Canadian,
very annoying.
Just like the
it
only
is.
Canadian people care about Bret Hart now.
If I had something to throw right now. Anyway. I mean, honestly, that's just fucking annoying. That's stupid. Takes away from the match. Fucking dumb. Quit fucking doing it. No one cares.
Yeah.
Next. Yeah. My second one. So, let me ask you a question. We've all seen the commercials. WWE, yes. You know.
We are against bullying.
Yes,
be a star.
Yes.
So, you've got the little run-in with Stephanie and Caitlin, and
well,
you know, don't you?
Well, first you have Stephanie come out and, like, you know, try to mean mug and bully AJ
yes.
in the ring.
Yes.
Basically, like, I'm in charge. You need to watch yourself.
You
blah,
need
blah,
to,
blah.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm your boss.
Blah, blah, blah. I have a man penis.
Whoa.
Wait, I'm sorry. I got her confused with China again.
No, she... Stephanie, you have said multiple times that you would want to bone Stephanie.
Well, that's true. I got her confused with China. What do you want me to say? I'm sorry.
How did... Oh, my God.
Well, they both fucked Triple H.
So did Jason Heath, and you're going to call him China?
Well, yes. You don't have a right answer for that, do you?
No. Oh, my God.
Why am I still even here?
I don't know. Because you like the abuse?
No, I don't.
I think he's got like a little S&M thing going on.
Oh, God.
Sure.
Anyway. So anyway, she comes out there and gets in AJ's face, and then she tells Caitlin, don't ever do that again, I'm going to cut you. Isn't that doing exactly what you're saying stand up against?
Yes, that's exactly what
we're
happening.
And hasn't
there.
Stephanie appeared at quite a few of the Be A Star press conferences and photo ops and stuff like that?
Yes,
ooh,
she has.
Ooh, and that reminds me of something else I want to talk about, but it's not a what stinks thing. But talking about bullying reminds me of Sheamus, and that reminds me of the commercial. The 1-800-FELLA.
God, that's the third what stinks, because I forgot about that. What the fuck is that about?
I have no idea what was going on there. Oh, there's people eating at a restaurant. This guy starts choking. So Sheamus runs up and bro kicks him in the back to get the food out of his mouth and then takes a spot with his wife.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
I have no idea what was happening there. It was funny. I laughed because I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
I don't know. God. Are you guys done with what stinks?
Yeah, I'm good.
You got anything else you want to add?
No, I'm good.
Do you want to go off on Adrian for a few minutes here?
No.
Okay. We're going to move on. If you're out there and you want to hear just Heath just go off on Adrian, let us know. Yes. Let us know in the forums if you think that's a good idea or not, because we can make that a segment.
Why don't you set up a poll and
a poll for you.
Oh, I'll dance on it.
Oh.
Well, you know what? You got to stop saying stuff like that because I'll feed into it every time.
Oh my god!
Can you dig it, sucker?
Are we doing this one already?
Yes. I'm trying to get through this. Oh god! I want to get this done. You guys are killing me tonight.
All right.
There's been too much man love together.
You spend, 3 days in a hotel room with somebody, you really get to know them.
You like four guys in a hotel room?
There's three.
I thought you had four.
No, just three.
Oh, okay. When do you guys go?
Be my guest, Adrian.
Oh, because he doesn't have anything.
Can you dig this? Rob Van Dam will not win a match at Money in the Bank.
Ooh. I don't know. It's too early to tell. We don't know. If they put him in a match against the Heath Slater, you're wrong.
Okay. If Rob Van Dam participates in a Money in the Bank match,
I can dig that.
He is not going to come out with a briefcase.
I dig that.
I can dig that as far as just the Money in the Bank type match.
I don't think they can trust him. Unless they, like we said before, unless they relax their wellness policy. Which, again, he could have come back to the company because they're giving away free cheeseburgers from Hardee's. I don't know.
That could have been the draw.
It could have been. Wait, you guys are going to supply me with my munchies when I'm high?
Fuck yeah.
Sold. So.
All right. You're going to pay me in burgers.
Apparently, he was looking really out of shape by the time he left at TNA.
That's what I've been hearing, so.
But we'll see.
Yeah. Can you dig your own? Quit it.
Yes, I can dig my own.
Okay. Do you have one or not?
Can you dig this?
Holy shit, he came prepared.
No, he didn't. He just thought of this just now.
Probably.
Yes.
At least he
missed. You're probably going to win tonight.
Okay.
Can you dig it? You're going to win tonight.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes or no? Come on.
Really?
That's hit the button on him.
Oh, God damn it.
Now, how often have you told me it doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's a can you dig it?
Oh, God. Well, I wanted you to be a little bit more creative than just, oh, you're going to win.
I'm fucking tired.
Well, aren't we all? I was in a water park all day, and it got rained on.
Gary, can you dig this? I'm going to fall asleep as soon as I get home.
I think I'm going to dig that, too, because do you go to work tomorrow?
No.
I do.
Oh, well, I've done your job on Monday.
I got to work next Monday.
Yeah, your new job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
My last day was last Wednesday.
Oh, you're off all this week?
Yeah.
Oh.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Are you paid?
You got through your tomorrow.
Nice. Good job with that. Anyway, okay, so can you dig this?
All right.
Mark Henry versus John Cena at Money in the Bank will be far more entertaining than any match that John Cena and Ryback ever had.
Oh, definitely can dig
it. Yeah, I can dig it. I can dig it.
Mark Henry is a way better storyteller in the ring than Ryback ever was. Two, Mark Henry knows how to sell moves.
Okay.
I've never seen Mark Henry like pop up immediately after being put through a table and then start just beating more ass immediately.
Right.
Skip.
Yes.
Skip Chevelle.
I mean, Mark Henry is far superior to Ryback in pretty much every way that you can be superior to someone. Except for actual physique, because Mark Henry is kind of fat. I mean, let's be honest here.
So John Cena and Mark Henry's worst match will be better than John Cena and Ryback's best match.
Yes.
Okay, I think that's a.
Can you dig it?
Oh fuck yeah! that's a given. And then let's see. I got another one I could throw out there.
I have another one too, actually.
Okay, go for it. Okay. We've got plenty
rumors
of
rumors are circulating on this already, so I figure we can talk about this a little bit here.
All right.
Better not be a spoiler.
No. Can you dig this?
Jeff Jarrett returns to TNA.
No.
On this week's Impact.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
It does. Spoiler alert.
Shut up, Jason.
Go ahead. I'll stop.
Are you sure?
No, but go ahead.
All right. So, The Undertaker will wrestle 2 more pay-per-views this year.
Against who, though?
I think he'll be at SummerSlam and then the pay-per-view following SummerSlam.
It depends on who.
The rumor is that it's going to be Kane, the Brothers of Destruction, against the Shield.
I could see that, but I don't see how it would make sense to bring him back and not win, unless they're going to win him at SummerSlam and lose him at...
That's what I think they're going to do.
Night of Champions, if
they do it. But can you dig it? Do you think that it will happen at all?
That he'll wrestle two more matches this calendar year?
Yes. On TV or paper, you know what I mean?
Sure, why not? It's early in the year still. It's June. Okay, yeah, why not?
Has Taker been in any house shows recently?
No, God, no. He doesn't go to house shows.
He only goes to house shows when he needs to tune up for, like, here on TV.
Okay. Like when he returned, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not counting house shows anyway. I'm just saying he's going to wrestle 2 televised or pay-per-view matches before the end of the year still.
Yeah.
I can dig that.
I could be on board with that. I mean, if it does go down exactly like you say, yeah.
Okay. All right, and I got one more. Not sure how I'm going to phrase this, but can you dig this?
All right.
Brock Lesnar versus CM Punk at whatever pay-per-view they do.
Okay.
Feud of the year because of Paul Heyman.
No, I can't dig it.
And not even with Paul Heyman being mixed in this one.
No.
Those two alone? No, because of Brock Lesnar. But throw Paul Heyman in there as a wild card?
No, I can't get on it.
No?
No.
What are you thinking over there?
There's a clear answer for Feud of the Year already.
Ryback, really? Cena?
No.
Okay, no, it's going to be John Cena. I mean, unfortunately, it's probably going to be like John Cena Rock, but...
I disagree with that even. I think that the Rock versus CM Punk was a better feud than all of those.
Well, yeah. I saw the sound clip of him. Their sparring that they had on that Monday Night Raw, where he's like, you come Royal Rumble, you're going to realize your arms are just a little too short to box with God.
Yeah.
I love that promo. That was still good.
Those promo
of the year right there.
Those promos with those two going back and forth, because they're both masters of the microphone. Perfect. And they delivered, and their matches were good.
They were.
You got a better match with CM Punk and The Rock than you did with Cena and The Rock, for sure.
Yeah.
I think so far that's my vote for Feud of the Year. And I don't see...
I can't argue that one a whole lot.
And I don't see Punk and Brock Lesnar, because Brock Lesnar can't talk.
Yeah, you're right there.
Well, I mean, if Heyman speaks for him, it could work out better,
a runner. I'm not going to say it isn't going to be in contention. I don't see it surpassing that, though.
Yeah, no, I'd have to
not agree. Not at this point.
Hey, we got music for the mail sack.
Do we now?
We do.
What's our music?
It is
mail sack. It's not a nut sack. It's a mail sack.
What? What the hell was that?
He just made it up, apparently.
That was my God.
Anyway.
Don't quit your day job.
Why not? It's the brood music. Why not? It's either that or Fandango. And I don't want to make you cry. So. All right, it's time to reach into that mail sack. And we've got a couple... several questions from our favorite listener. Soul Patrol Brony.
Hey, Brony.
Yo, what's up? Here's what we got. He's got 3 questions to answer.
And I got to say, Leonard, we're a little disappointed. Blue Wizard, we did not get a question this week.
Yeah, why the hell not? Would it have killed you for 5 minutes going there? Hey.
The forums at twrnetwork.com. Yeah. I think they're outstanding.
Would it have really killed you to get on there and, you know, shoot us a question or something? I mean, All right, so anyway. Here's what...
I'll just say anyway. What's the first question?
All right. His is, whom do you see never breaking out of the mid-card? Personally, he thinks that Cody Rhodes and Kofi Kingston both come to mind as great talents that will be stuck putting on great matches but never getting to the next level. Who's someone else you can think of? I can think of someone off the top of my head that, unfortunately, I don't think is ever going to break out.
All right, who's yours?
Cesaro.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't see him. I don't see him doing it. I think this is a Hail Mary attempt putting him with Zeb.
You know, I'm going to go one better on you. And I don't see this guy ever getting out of the mid card.
Okay.
Curtis Axel. I just don't see it in him at all. Paul Heyman has got him right now about as far as he can go.
I don't know about that. He might main event here and there, but I don't think he's going to do. It's going to be a while, if anything.
Yeah. What about Sandow?
No, Sandow's...
That's a good one, too, really, though. I mean,
no, Sandow's going to... He's going to make it.
You look at him, and you think that he should, but, I mean, the way that they treat him, man, you never know.
Well, they treated CM Punk like shit for a while.
This is true, but, I mean, I'm just...
I mean, we'll wait and see. I mean, either one of these three guys could do it.
And I don't agree with the CM Punk comment. I mean, they didn't really treat him like shit.
Dude, how did he lose his first world title? He got kicked in the head backstage.
Yeah.
Really?
You know, concussions are a serious problem these days. And
yeah, too bad that was like 2007.
Well, I mean, that's before they realized it was a big of an issue.
Whatever. I don't know. I mean, those are... I could see any of these three guys being stuck in mid-card hell forever.
Yeah.
And just never really breaking out. So, question number two. Do you believe that Money in the Bank needs to be won by an up-and-coming guy to break through the upper level? Guys who are top-level stars should not win. I.e. CM Punk, John Cena, Sheamus, Orton, Big Show, Kane, etc. What do you guys think?
I'll let Heath answer this one first. I want to know what he says.
Run that
first.
By me again?
Big name stars shouldn't win the Money in the Bank ladder match.
I would agree with that.
Really? Okay.
Let's face it. I mean, I think...
So you're trying to tell me you would rather see Curtis Axel win Money in the Bank than CM Punk?
I think we needed to see more of the mid-cards out there. I mean, I said it before.
Now, he doesn't specify. I assume they're going to have two separate Money in the Bank ladder matches still, one for the WWE title, one for the SmackDown title.
I believe that's what's going to happen still. I'm not 100% sure, but, I mean, that's probably the case.
I like how they did it last year. You have to be a former world champ for the WWE one, and then the SmackDown one was qualifying matches, and you had Dolph Ziggler win. You do that. Why not? What's wrong with that? I mean, it all depends on the guy and the way they're going with the story.
My prediction on this here is that XR, I'm sorry, my answer to the question is it depends on how good of it basically just goes off what you just said. It depends on how you try to tell the story. The way that it works out, sometimes main event talent, you win it and it gets to be the opportunity to come back and like get their big shot again. For example, I could see Rob Van Dam winning, and I don't think he's going to, but he wins, he returns, that's his big shot. He's got it back again. He can maybe take a shot at it. I could see somebody come back and winning it like that and being like a top star like that, but at the same time, it also serves as a purpose of platforming guys that are in the mid-card that you want to take to the next level. It gives you a reason to start putting them there.
I.e. Dolph Ziggler.
Exactly.
So... It all like what you were saying. It all depends on what you plan on doing with the guy and what, you know, how you're going to tell the story. I don't think it should be. I don't know. I'm drawing. Sheamus just going up and winning it just for the hell of it. I mean,
yeah. I mean, Sheamus is just out there fighting the same people over and over again.
It shouldn't be Del Rio winning it just so Del Rio can win it,
right?
You know. And then finally, his third question: Punk versus Lesnar build-up. Is it too soon to have the match at Money in the Bank?
Yes.
I would have Lesnar continually stalking Punk, causing a match as possibly Money in the Bank until him and Punk square off at SummerSlam. I believe it's too soon.
I agree with what he said there, actually, completely.
Well, the thing with Lesnar's contract is he's got limited dates. So let's get him in early. Let's start, you know, plant that seed, and let's run with it.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to happen at Money in the Bank. The blow-off is going to happen at SummerSlam.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I think that they're not going to have him actually wrestle until SummerSlam.
No.
But I think he'll interfere in the Money in the Bank ladder match and prevent Punk from winning.
You're most likely right. So,
I could definitely foresee that as well.
I'm going to throw this out there. I can see Brock Lesnar winning the Money in the Bank.
Really? He's not going to compete in the Money in the Bank ladder match.
But why not?
Why? It doesn't make any sense.
Because it gives him a title shot anywhere he wants it. Think about the way that Brock just shows up and attacks people at certain points in time. You're not saying that him winning Money in the Bank would scare the shit out of people, because then he could just disappear with it. And then, like, 3 or 4 months down the road, like, and someone's looking vulnerable, all of a sudden you hear the music, and, you know, out comes Brock Lesnar with the case.
And, you know,
that would be awesome.
And, you know, as soon as you heard that, the place would go apeshit crazy.
Dude, that'd be an awesome way to do it. That's what I'd do.
I'm not sure that we would... Man, I don't know if it would work, though. Like, if we would actually see it, though.
I don't think we're going to see it, but I'm just saying, if I was booking things,
things, it would be a whole lot better product.
Well, I'd like to think that might be true, but I don't know if it is true. I mean, I don't know.
You guys got anything else you want to add?
I really don't. You're one. You got 2.5 minutes left. We came closer than I thought we were going to, that's for sure.
Well, that's because I stalled.
Yeah. A little bit you did. Well, I got off on a tangent for a little bit too. And
we had some fun with it.
We did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hopefully it's going to end up being a better show than what we're expecting here. But, you know.
All right. So.
Won't be so cattywampus.
So, should we just go ahead and bust into promos?
I don't see why not.
All right. So.
Plug it up.
You're listening on Monday night, which I believe that's true still, unless you're listening to a replay, then who knows when the fuck you're listening to us. It could happen at any time. It's like we're true. Ninjas.
So, yeah. Well, yeah.
But if you're listening to us Monday night, whenever our show plays for the first time, it starts at 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern time, correct?
Good job.
Yeah.
You can join the Illustrated Jason Halbert.
Illustrious, not Illustrated.
Whatever, same thing.
Oh, fuck you.
The whole effing show, the Big A, Adrian Masters.
The whole, no.
Yes.
No.
And Jizz Mopper Jason.
No, Sweet Heat, Jason Heat.
Yeah, whatever, same thing.
It's not the same thing.
The number one show in Bangkok, number one show on TWR, Monday nights.
As long as Shooting Green Lips not replayed again.
Yes.
Actually, if they replayed this last week when Tyler was stepping in for Dan, we would still be number one.
Okay, that's true.
Tyler is no Dan.
No, it wasn't. I didn't actually get to listen to it at all. I can't say.
It was okay.
Was it? All
right. It wasn't Dan. And Dan's in the hospital right now. He's got, like, lupus or something. I don't know.
Get well soon, Dan.
Get well soon. We miss you. Whoa, yeah. that was kind of gay.
Jinx?
Yeah, kind of gay. Anyway, so, okay, they listen to us, and now they're on to Tuesday night. Man, I really need something to listen to, or I'm going to masturbate until I go blind.
The number one show on TWR Network that was plugged on Monday Night Raw's WWE app, the FTW podcast.
All right, who else on the FTW podcast?
Oh, you have, I believe there's Rob, there's Joe, there's Lee, there's Harrison, who is a dick or a cock, and depends on who answers.
Cock. He's
a
cock, yeah. Yeah, Joe thinks he's a cock.
And Garvin, as they do a lot of wrestling analysis, a lot of discussion, very topic-driven, and it's a great show. I usually enjoy listening to it. I try to listen to it every week.
So FTW stands for Fuck the World Podcast?
Sure.
No.
Oh, what does it stand for?
No. Friends Talk Wrestling.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Maybe you had your promo sheet up.
I didn't have that on my promo sheet either, so that wouldn't have helped.
So, we went to bed for Tuesday night. We woke up Wednesday, and it's Wednesday evening sometime. What are we going to listen to?
Around 8 o'clock, you can hopefully listen to Shooting from the Hip, assuming that someone's not hospitalized anymore.
Don't really know yet.
Yeah. Hopefully, you can listen to that with the original Dan Phelps.
Not the duplicate.
Yes, not the duplicate, but the original. Not the doppelganger. Though maybe they're cloning him, and that's the issue.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're having issues with that, maybe.
Mm-hmm. We can rebuild. Are we finally on to you, Dan?
Are you going to be the doppelganger Dan Phelps from this point forward?
I think it's possible.
Oh, boy.
I'm calling it to happen now. But you can also join Michael Classic and Sean Big Daddy Brown.
Okay.
As they do Shooting from the Hip, great topic show, talk about current events in wrestling. They do the current affair thing. They answer questions from the mailbag. They do that kind of stuff. It's usually
they don't
good.
Answer questions from a mailbag.
Well, they do the 3 minute, the
3-4-5.
3-4-5.
That's not an every week thing.
They do it occasionally.
It's a special occasion.
Oh, special occasion.
Yeah.
And you can see Glitterfist get butt slapped again. Probably
the butt slap every episode. Yes, first Wednesday of the month though, everyone gets a butt slap.
And then every other week, just Glitterfist.
Yes. We're still waiting for that article, Paul.
Yes, still waiting for that.
Okay.
Uncover the conspiracy.
Yes. All right, so
Thursday nights, I think 9 p.m. Eastern or 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central?
Sure.
You can tune in to the TNT Wrestling Power Hour.
With TNT Wrestling Power Hour?
With Tom and Tyler.
Whoa, it's almost like it makes sense.
You get like double the Tom and double the Tyler.
Double the Tom, double the Tyler. Really?
I guess.
It's like double your pleasure, double your fun.
And they Cheesy talk
buttons. Ah, shit.
Overall.
Sorry about that.
Wow. What was that?
That's a big snafu.
Yeah, that was me hitting the wrong button at the wrong point in time.
Sorry about that, folks.
All right, but you can join them as they will discuss this week's NXT episode, which you can only watch online because it's still not a real show on a real network.
It is every Thursday night, 10 Eastern.
That's what I said.
9 Central. I'm just double checking.
Well, that's what I said.
Shut up.
Then, you know what? Go out on Friday night, party, have fun, drink beer, do stuff, because there won't be a show.
We have nothing planned yet. We got some stuff that works, but we don't know.
This Saturday.
Saturday. Sean is gay.
What the fuck are you guys doing?
I'll have to find the episode Shooting from the Hip. Okay. So what's happening this Saturday?
Well, this Saturday is they're going to have the Jedi funeral pyre burning for Wrestling Randomness.
Okay.
Yes, Jason and Justin Massey are going to commit samurai ritual seppuku and become force ghosts.
What?
Yeah, they're going to become like the blue ghost from Star Wars. I hear that they might just show up on like Shooting from the Hip and like gives like sage advice to Dan from this point forward. Use the force, Dan. It could happen.
Okay, now that kind of sounded like the old creepy guy from Family Guy.
The Family Guy ones.
Yeah, it did a little bit. I'm not going to lie. But that's what I was going for, so it works. Really? No, seriously, it is the final episode of Wrestling Randomness. And just like the Boys and Men song, it's so hard to say goodbye.
Just a moment of silence for...
we're going to have a moment of silence for Wrestling Randomness.
I can't even...
I keep it straight.
I'm sorry, guys. Right, I was trying to do the whole sad thing.
I'll stop playing taps.
All right, thank you.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Anyway.
So, anyways, tune in to
this Saturday,
Jason the Bar Massey and Justin Zoltar Massey as they talk for wrestling for the last time ever.
Well, maybe not the last time ever.
Well, let's just go with that. And if it comes back, I'll be like, hey, it's them again talking about wrestling again.
So they're going to commit show suicide?
Yes.
And they're leaving the network forever?
No.
No?
We need Jason to pay the bills.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Yeah.
No, don't leave.
Jason's like our Monopoly guy. He's like the money bag guy.
The Monopoly man. Oh, okay. Yes. I gotcha. Okay. So, and then next Saturday. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday, which would be the 6th, everyone's invited to a town hall type discussion.
Yes, get on the forums or the chat room and listen to Jason live call in. Yell at him and tell him what an asshole he is for not viewing his show anymore. He loves hearing that kind of stuff.
What day is this again?
Wow. Saturday, July 6th.
July 6th.
It's going to be at Randomness's normal time. And just wants to hear what we all want to go in place of that, I guess.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
That's kind of where we're going.
I think that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Not 100% sure. It should be a memorable night, though.
Yes, the final episode of Randomness.
Yes, that is this week. Then the town hall meeting's a week after.
Yes. And then I think we can go ahead and announce this. Hey, who's covering the Money in the Bank pre and post shows?
Who is?
I thought that was us.
Are we doing that?
What? That's what we were talking about doing.
Well, I didn't know we were really doing it.
Yeah,
though.
We're really going to do it.
Holy
why not?
Cow.
Well, okay. Well, maybe you should tell us this before we go on the air. I mean,
that was your idea a couple weeks ago.
Right, but I didn't know it was an official idea.
Yeah, it's going to be an official idea. We're throwing our hat into the ring. So, Powerbomb goes live.
Yes. On the weeks that there is a WWE pay-per-view, we will not be doing a regular show on Monday night. It'll be a replay of the pay-per-view post-show that we did the night before.
In our bomb style.
Yes, our bomb style.
So we go live for the first time. Well, me and Adrian have already been live once on Randomness. Jason Heath goes live for the first time with us.
That's right. He will have his mop in hand and be ready to go.
So join us. That's going to be a special night. Money in the Bank pay-per-view. I believe that is July...
something or other.
14th? Yes, July 14th. We go live.
July 14th.
So be ready to interact with us that way. I think we're done with the plugs.
We're done with the show plugs.
Show plugs, not
plugs. I got plugs. Articles of plugs still, fool.
Oh.
Ooh, all right,
so yes,
we have articles?
Believe it or not, we have a team of very esteemed writers on our website.
Stay tuned after this. We got a 5-point preview.
Yes.
All right, so I believe on Tuesdays it's the highlight reel with Paul Jordan.
Nope.
Kyle Robinson.
Nope.
All right, who is it? Richard.
Yes. Bergdahl? Yeah.
Dang it! All right. Yes, but read his article. It is outstanding. I have read it several times, and it is the best article I have read on a Tuesday.
Okay.
But then only on a Tuesday.
Wednesday, okay. You have Brian Cookie Cook.
Cookie Cook.
As he puts up how the cookie crumbles.
Yes.
Thursday, what says Shooting Shoots with Omar Kamal?
I'm not sure the day of the week, but we'll go with that, yeah.
I think that's right.
I think that's Friday.
Then Friday is the Weekly Zeus.
No, that's a special thing.
No, it's usually on Friday, though.
I don't know.
Hey, stop correcting me. I've got this right. Okay. Fuck off. If you want to do the plugs the wrong way again, I mean, we can let you do those again.
Continue. Shut up. Sand out of your vagina. Just finish the plugs.
Okay, so that was the Weekly Zeus. Saturday, is that the day that Paul Jordan does his article?
No.
What day of the week was Paul Jordan?
Paul Jordan's our news guy. He's always doing stuff.
Oh, he's just doing the news and that's right. He does the news articles and the
show recaps
on the site.
Yes. On Saturdays, you've got the headline.
The headline. That's with Kyle Robinson. All right. Yes. And then Sunday is Wrestle with Jake Mullen.
Ah, there you go.
Hey.
Good boy.
And I'm doing this without looking at anything, which is really the hard part. I'm doing this from memory.
Hey, you got to give Adrian props for that.
This week, I believe it is Chris Benoit?
Yes.
He's been talking about Chris Benoit. That's a touchy subject, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I mean, especially since if you call WWE and ask them anything about Chris Benoit, we're like, we do not know who you speak of. He does not exist. Like, Chris Benoit is the Pete Rose of wrestling now.
He is, and that's retarded.
Yeah.
So. All right. So, with that being said, now I believe...
Did I get everybody?
I think so.
I think we got it.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
All right.
So, what's happening on Raw this week?
Well, no. Hey, Adrian. As someone has a problem with something we said on the show, what do they do?
I'm legally obligated to not tell them to fuck off, so I have to say that they can contact us at our email address at thehourbomb@gmail.com.
You know, I'm pretty sure that's active, but what's the name of it again?
Thehourbomb@gmail.com.
Like I said, I know
we said... Or contact us on the TWR forums. Leave a message for us there because we love reading those forums.
Yep.
Because apparently people could do that, but they can't, you know, fucking pick up an email and send us an email.
Right. You know, that takes a lot of work.
We've been doing this for 5 months and we've never gotten any single email
from my phone.
We haven't really gotten any we really haven't got a anything posted for our reviews on iTunes, so have we?
No, we've gotten like 3.
Okay.
One of them's me, one of them's your girlfriend, and one of them is, I think, Richard269.
We love you, Richard269.
Yes. Still waiting for the Massies and Dan and everyone else to review our show, but
yes.
I see how it is. Redhead Stepchild Network.
Hey, you know what? We'll throw this out here. If someone from FTW reviews our show on there, we'll go on there and review yours. I heard them complain about it last week that no one was reviewing their show on iTunes either.
Hey, you know what? We get 6 reviews from your show, you'll get 3 from our show.
Exactly. I will actually download iTunes just to review your show.
Yeah. Or you can just sign in on my computer and that'll work too.
Well, no, I wouldn't need to actually make a login for it though, wouldn't I?
Yeah, but...
Anyway.
Also, like you said, find us on iTunes. Go ahead and hit that little review button. Give us a review. If it's going to be anything less than 5 stars, fuck you, don't leave it.
Actually, you can leave it if it's more than 3.5.
If it's less than 5 stars, fuck you, don't leave it.
No, they can leave a 3.5 for a great review. We're good with that.
Okay, fine. If you want to leave less than 3.5, go find a competitor's network and go do that to all of their shows.
I can't tell people to fuck off if they don't like what I said, but you can tell people if they don't love us by 5 stars, then don't leave a post. That's stupid.
Whatever. And also hit that subscribe button. That way you'll always get our downloads.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, things what? I learned this week. Bo Dallas is apparently a reptile.
He's a reptilian, yeah, so I learned that months ago on Shooting from the Hip.
I was listening to TNT Wrestling Power Hour, and that's when they were talking all about it, which was interesting.
Okay. I think we're done. What do you got? What's our 5-point preview looking like?
All right. You guys are going to have to help me out on this because it was kind of short on what I all wrote down here.
Oh, maybe you should be more prepared.
But,
yes.
Number one, looking for love in all the Paul places.
Oh, yeah, Paul Heyman. Which side is he going to fall on this?
Well, I think we all know what side he's going to go, but I think he's going to side with the man-child.
I do, too. I think Brock Lesnar is going to be his... Paul Heyman's for the love of money. And
that is true.
Brock Lesnar's his bank roll.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Will he forget Curtis Axel exists? That's the real question.
No. Next.
Number two. Only the strong survive. Brian versus Orton.
Yeah, that's pretty much all been confirmed. That tomorrow night we're going to have the rubber match. So we'll see how that one works out. They've put on two pretty decent matches, and I expect...
no reason to think the third one won't be just as good.
No, it's going to be a good match. So.
All right. Number three, the slam heard round the world.
Oh,
Cena
yeah.
was slammed after Henry fooled everyone.
Yes.
Yeah, Mark Henry did get the cheap shot in on him and laid him out, which was hilarious as hell.
Because the whole time we're like, oh my god, he's really doing it. Oh my god, there's the slam. No, he's not.
The only issue I had with the Mark Henry thing on Monday night was the way that he was talking about his family and putting his family out there like that. That's the
Yeah.
It is what it is, man.
I understand, but yeah.
And let's see. Number four. Show stolen. Ziggler injured again.
Well, he's not quote-unquote medically cleared to wrestle.
Apparently, yeah, he's not medically cleared to wrestle still, but he can still run and jump on them people and attack the shit out of them.
We're going to see him tomorrow night. He's either going to cost Del Rio a match or he's going to have his own match. So, you know, it's going to, you know.
Most likely, yeah.
At least he's on the on the show.
And that makes me happy.
And lastly.
In the pants?
Well, yes.
Okay.
All right. Lastly, Kraken the Shield.
So, we didn't really touch on this one, but we might have a little bit. When Triple H told Vicky, if the Shield gets involved anyway, you need to make them pay.
Yes.
And then Vince then congratulates them backstage, and then who does Vicky listen to? And what's going to happen? What, if anything, is going to happen to the Shield?
Yeah, you never know. Will what I've said for my, you know, Kane did it earlier. Will that come true? Will The Undertaker make a return soon to help his brother Kane, who apparently seems to be the only person still fighting the Shield?
Because yeah, Orton and Bryan are fighting themselves now.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, you guys done?
I'm done. So done.
Okay, thank God. It's almost midnight. We're all tired. So, all right. So, since I won this week, I got a song. I'm straying a little from the normal.
Okay.
I'm not picking a goofy song. I'm going to pick a song I like.
Okay.
There we go. Okay.
We're going some old school, some WWE Aggression CD.
Oh.
All right, cool.
Some little Run DMC. So until then, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, saying I'm tired.
This is the Big Bad Booty Daddy, Adrian Masters.
Shit. Yeah, hold on.
Don't even. The Big Bad Booty Daddy! It's like the Big A Adrian Masters here quits this bitch.
And Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
So join us again next week, but we're going to try to do this again. Until then, you've been. Power bombed.
Toodles.
You're still going with toodles.
Yep.
Okay.